One tiny seed, and it's really, really tiny. You could hardly see it on that picture on the palm of the hand. From one tiny seed grows an amazingly large and sturdy plant. And then baby Jesus. We all know the story of the birth of Jesus, born as a small, vulnerable baby, a refugee, but he grew up to bring in the kingdom of God as saviour of the world when he died on the cross for us. One small baby. So has anybody got any idea how many Christians there are in the world today? Anybody got any idea, want to guess a number? No. Okay. Who's going to guess the number? Go on then. 1.2 billion. No. At least you got the billion bit right. So it said in 2011 they did what was called Pew Research. From the Pew Research Center, they estimated 2.18 billion Christians. That's going to have changed in the last 8 years, hopefully up. And it could have only been an estimate anyway, because how do you count Christians in countries where they're persecuted for their faith? An amazing growth from one small baby, although 2.18 billion is only 31% of the world's population, so we have got a bit of work to do. So they did all have, as many of you got in common, they started small and they grew amazingly in various ways. We could just pick up on, have I got news for you? So what's the odd one out of those three? Odd one out. It's fairly obvious. Yeah. Why? Yeah. As far as I know, the word Microsoft is not mentioned in the Bible. Yeah, that's the odd one out. Okay, another four. We've got some people this time, so it may be a bit more tricky. First person. Any idea who that is? Moses. Okay, well done. That one wasn't tricky. Second person. Any idea who that is? Not that you had photographs from Moses or... who said? It's not supposed to be Elijah. Who knows? It is Enoch. Okay, it's Enoch. Second, third person. Noah. Yeah, Noah. Well done. And the fourth person. No, it's not Mary, actually. She'd have blue on, wouldn't she? Yes, spot on, Rahab. Okay, four people, Moses, Enoch, Noah, Rahab. What do they all have in common? What do they all have in common? Celia. I'm really sorry. Maybe that's not the reason that I've got on my bit of paper. Yep. They're all in the Bible. That's really, really good. 10 out of 10. That actually is not too far from the answer. They were saved, yeah. That's not the answer I've got. Go on. Absolutely spot on. They're all mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11, which is by faith, by faith, by faith. I've only picked out four. I didn't pick all of them out. So Moses, we should have a picture of Moses come up. Yeah, Moses led his people out of Egypt. And it says in Hebrews 11, by faith, Moses did all this and he trusted in God. Moses was born when they were slaves in Egypt, and he was brought up by the Pharaoh's family. Now, it was probably his parents' faith that saved him, because they put him in that basket instead of having him killed like all the other little boys were. And Moses was used by God to eventually rescue his people from Egypt, although he didn't actually enter the promised land because of his disobedience to God. But he's mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11, by faith, Moses did this. Okay, the second person was Enoch, okay? How much information am I going to get from you about Enoch? Okay, I'm sure you all know, you're going to tell me about Enoch? Well done, spot on. He didn't die, he was just taken to heaven. Yeah, I'm sure you all know that there are two Enochs in the Bible, okay? Two Enochs. This one is not the son of Cain, but he is the son of Jared. And it's referred to in Genesis 5. And in verse 18, we're told that altogether Enoch lived 365 years. Enoch walked with God, and then he was no more because God took him away. Enoch had a special relationship with God. He knew him, he loved him, he obeyed him. And why God took him rather than him dying, we don't know. There's only speculation about that. God has purposes for everything, even if we don't understand. An extra point then. So that was Enoch, who was taken by God. There's one other person in the Bible who was taken by God. And I know Joy knows the answer. So, yeah, Caroline does as well. Yeah, Elijah was taken by God. So they were the only two who was taken by God. So you've presumably all learnt something a little bit about Enoch, even if you don't learn anything else. Right, second and third person was, yeah, Noah. Noah's called righteous in the Bible. He had that special relationship, the same as Enoch did. And he was the only follower of God left in his generation. And he followed God's instructions, right down to building this ark in the middle of a dry place, much to the amusement of everybody living around. But we know that God sent a flood, and we know that only Noah and his family and two of every creature were saved. Noah is mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, Noah. And the next person was... How did I not... Oh, right. Rahab, just that one. Rahab. So Rahab was a prostitute, and she provided shelter when spies went to look out and suss out what the land was like. And she provided shelter. And so when the Israelites invaded, she was saved. All have got in common that they were mentioned in Hebrews. Rahab is just one of two women. The other one was Sarah. They all trusted God, but they all had weaknesses as well. So an extra point, not that we're doing points, an extra point, Rahab. She's mentioned in the New Testament again, as well as in Hebrews 11. Does anybody know where she's mentioned again in the New Testament? Okay. Oh, good. Shall I give you the answer, or shall I ask you to tell me later? She's actually mentioned in the genealogy for Jesus, Matthew 1, verse 5. Nobody got any points for that. Okay, last round. So, the common theme for all of these, and again, we've got people. Thank you. So, the first person is... Billy Graham. Yeah, brilliant. Second person is you might know who she is. Third person, sorry, yes, Maureen Raynor. Third person is, I've got a feeling that even if John Batman was here, he wouldn't know. She's called Lynn Trinneri. And then the next group of people, that's quite small, but you should recognise it. The next group of people is us. Okay, so we've got Billy Graham, we've got Maureen Renal, we've got Lynn Trinneri, and we've got us. have a quick buzz. What is the common theme between all of those people? The common theme between all of those people. Has anybody got any idea? It might just be carrying on with the, we've done Hebrews 11, we've done faith, we've done people used by God. So it might be a continuation of that. Anybody gonna, who said? Yeah, I'd say that's a good word. All people who are or were, because obviously Billy Graham's died, all people who are working for God. So, Billy Graham, he died earlier this year. And he's considered one of the greatest Christian evangelists over the last 100 years. He's preached to millions from Russia to Europe. In fact, he preached on every continent. And he also supported Martin Luther King's Jr., Martin Luther King Jr.'s civil rights movement in the 1960s. Billy Graham, obviously, is really important, but Albert McMacking... Anybody know who Albert McMacking is? He's really, really important as well. Do you know in the back there, little grins? No? Sorry? Yeah, absolutely spot on, well done. Albert McMacking took Billy Graham to a conference thing, and that's where he became a Christian, so he's really important as well. In Nicky Gumbel's Alpha Talks, he's the one credited with doing that when Billy Graham committed his life to God. So yeah, Billy Graham, he was an evangelist. He trusted God, he had faith in God, he worked for God. Okay, the next picture is Maureen Raynor. Does anybody know who she is then? Find, yeah. Find, oh, picture's up, find. So we support Find families in need. So that means that any food that we give with a life expectancy goes along and supports people who don't have enough. And she started that in 1990 and helps a variety of people who are deprived of a minimum standard of living. So last year, 2017, over 2,600 adults and 1,200 children were helped in Ipswich and the surrounding area. Thank you. If we can have the next picture. So Lynn Trinneri, I don't know who she is. It's just I needed somebody difficult that you wouldn't guess. But she works for Church Mission Society, and that's why I'm thinking John Batman knows quite a lot about Church Mission Society. But I don't think he'd know either. This lady works in South Sudan, and South Sudan is the eighth most dangerous place to live if you're a Christian. There's extreme levels of persecution. And she teaches English at a Christian institute, and her aim is to be a loving and active member of the community and of the church. All of them have faith. All of them are willing to step out and do what God has called them to. And the last picture, brilliant, St. Matthew's Church, 2018. You may be able to see yourself on there. And it was a picture. Have you got that hung up in your house yet, Frieda? Well done. If you go to Frieda's, you can see the big picture hung up on her wall. By faith, each of us can be used to step out and do what God wants us to do. The dictionary definition of faith is complete trust or confidence. Can we go on to the next picture, please? Want to finish looking at the... Thank you. Faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. And also a strong belief in the doctrines of a religion based on spiritual conviction rather than proof. Jesus is the answer to both of those. As we have faith. As faithful Christians, thank you, we can have the next picture. Faithful Christians, We're going to get it wrong sometimes. That's what happened to some of those people in the Bible, Moses, Noah, David. They did actually all get things wrong. They were very obedient, but they did get things wrong as well. And as faithful Christians, we may not understand everything that God has for us. Again, people like Abraham, Joseph, Jeremiah, Job, they were considered faithful, but they didn't understand. That doesn't stop us being faithful. And as faithful Christians, we can follow God's leading and know that despite any hardship or trouble, we have a promise of eternity with God. And it's a certainty because God is faithful and he can do amazing things through us. So just so that we know what Hebrews says about faith, who's going to come up and read the last few words, the beginning few words and the last few words from Hebrews chapter 11. Thank you.
Sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect.
Just leave that picture up. That's us. By faith, we are commended, and we are asked by God to go out and do the work that he wants us to do. And that's a certainty, and that's a promise from God. Amen.